Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. So this week we have two people back who've been on. Well, Lloyd has been on many times. Sheldon has been on once, and he's here for a second time. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me here this morning. Good morning, Jason. Glad to be here.
Good morning, Lloyd. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Scott, and good morning, Jason. Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Great. That's enough good mornings for one day. Good morning, Scott. How are you today? Not too bad, not too bad. What we're talking about today, at least in part, is the sixth phase of our program. I like to use phase rather than steps. People seem to figure that if we mention 12 steps, we must be an addict or an alcoholic or a codependent or an overeater or a gambler or something. And I don't like labels, so I personally don't want to put any on myself, and I certainly don't want to put any on anyone else, and I don't want anyone to think, for whatever reason, that they need to qualify to come around this program. We utilize these steps because, well, I believed first, I guess, that they were sent from on high, sent from God, the way I understand God, and I believe they draw people to Him, and that's why the thing is successful. Anyway, we do develop defects of character as time goes by, and usually they're survival skills, things that we needed to get through certain parts of our lives. Then they become habits, and for those of us with the genetics, we become addicted to escape, whether it's a synthetic escape through drugs like fentanyl, you know, which is ending a lot of, I was going to call them careers, but a lot of, addiction roots that really are coming to a sad ending. So we'll talk a little about that. But we do develop these problems. And, what are they? You know, we've identified them earlier on in months previous, inventory especially, and then talking to God and our trusted servants about it, or trusted friends. And now we're at the point where we're thinking it through again from beginning to end so that we can really say with power and belief in next month in the seventh phase that, whatever you believe God to be, that you would approach that being and ask to have these things removed, please, and so on. Gentlemen, when you think of your life and look back, and aside from problems with the drugs or booze or whatever you may have had, are there any things you don't like about yourself that you've hung on to? And that's a hard one. And I mentioned to Lloyd just before I went on the air, I had a thing with anger, and it still haunts me to some degree. But I'm able to cope with it a lot better. I'm not a different Scott. I've just learned how to cope with it a lot better. And I still retain a bit of it because it was a survival skill in that if I were some place where I could see something that was going to boil over and become really bad, it was important that I used mine before anyone else got there to kind of put a lid on that situation. And I used it positively, and it usually worked. And I knew if it didn't, I probably wouldn't be here doing this today. But that's the sort of thing I mean. Is there anything you guys have hung on to that you don't like? Either one of you, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sheldon.
So for me, I'm actually coming up on 18 months, June the 27th. So in the next 2.5 weeks.
18 months clean, you mean?
Yeah, 18 months clean. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, 18 months clean. So things that I actually hold on to that I want to let go is I still have an addictive personality. A lot of people don't know this. A few close family members and a few close friends in my life that, I have a shopping addiction. And you know, every time I get paid, I have to go out and buy a new pair of shoes, or, you know, buy a shirt, or sunglasses and stuff like that. And also, you know, when it comes to, like, if I buy food and stuff like that, I can't just, you know what I mean, like, save some for later. I have to eat the whole thing. Like, I have a very bad, addictive personality. And, that's why I am today.
Interesting, because, like, it's almost, and this is what I was hearing and through it all, was, like, whatever I'm doing, once I make the decision, right or wrong, shopping or eating or whatever it is, then it's, let's get it done, you know? Let's get it done. Let's get the stuff eaten, you know, and let's get on to the next thing almost. Kind of unconsciously, I think, but that's what happens. And that's how we don't stay in the now. Like, we're always living for the next thing. So even though we, you know, 3 minutes prior, we had to do this thing, now we want to get rid of it and get on to the next thing, and we don't even know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right, Scott.
And for me, Scott, I find that I'm hanging on to a lot of pity me, poor me issues, because I grew up in a really terrible environment as a child. And, you know, there's a lot of anger issues that I'm holding on to that I shouldn't... I should have let go, and I've learned how to let go now, but, you know, that's what I grew up. I grew up with a lot of, you know, pity me, poor me type of thing, and not really realizing that, you know, I can use what I went through to, you know, to help myself and others.
Interesting, Lloyd, you know, this whole, we call it like poor me's, as Lloyd was saying, and, you know, pity parties or whatever you want to call it. But I think in many cases, it's sort of well-deserved. In other words, you lived this rotten stuff, you know, and, you know, to totally get rid of that, you know, you've got to do a lot of talking about it and that. And as you know, it comes in bits and pieces. You want to share something, you're ready to share something, you feel okay about it. And I think that's what this step is all about, is bringing those things back and putting them on a table and, you know, really thinking about them in your own head and talking to God and to other people, like we're doing right here now. And folks out there, this is just like a meeting. This is this is really what I think meetings are supposed to be about. We take an issue. We don't have to speed by it. We don't have to get rid of it and move on. We can stay with it until we're all somewhat satisfied for now, for a reasonable amount of time anyway. But yeah, well-deserved stuff, Lloyd, and I think sometimes for me, I got to look back at those things and say, you know what? Yeah, I was sort of like that, and I'm still like that. But for whatever reason, you know, I believe that our God put it all together. We're all part of this perfect plan. Don't understand it, never will. But I accept that it is that way. And so were the poor me's, you know. And if I have more of them, hey, so what, man?
You know? And for me, it's self-pride, too. Like, you know, I you know, never want to tell anybody. You know, the things are going on, and I feel less of a person if I do tell people, and you know, but I'm learning how to live with that now, like coming out and being more vocal in the stuff that I went through.
And the, you know, we got to, like we talked earlier, coming out here, like the greater our platform, the more people we get to in one way or another, you know, the more enemies that come out of the woodwork too. And I mean, you know, whether they're real enemies or not, I mean, we need to look at them in a certain way too and say, just like before, well, that's part of the plan too. And I don't have to figure it out. I just have to know that it's part of that plan, and I honor the plan. Therefore, you know, I accept the poor me. And when I do that, the poor me goes away. And then it's the old let go and let God. I mean, how do we do that? Well, well, stop focusing on it. If you don't want to let it go, you know, stop focusing on it. So,
Also, Scott, like, step six for me was very helpful, because I was a people pleaser. I never wanted to say no to anyone. And because the thing is, like, I just want everybody to like me. I don't want to be hated on. And, you know, today I'm glad that I don't people please anymore. So,
Well, that's, I remember hearing people in Al-Anon, and folks, that's a program for families and friends, associates, whatever, with people in their lives with abusive drinking problems, you know. And I remember hearing in Al-Anon years ago, too, that, you know, for one thing, we had to learn how to try not to fix rather than try to fix. And learn, you know, how to stop rescuing, because rescuing was great if somebody was dying and had to be rescued, or if somebody had asked for help in some area. But we tend, us rescuers, tend to go out and try and fix everything that we don't think looks right. And in reality, we're trying to get everything to conform to the way we think. And that just doesn't work, you know. But that's what we do. I mean, we do it just naturally, just by expressing, just by talking. I mean, we're always talking from, I'm talking from this guy, you're talking from that guy, and you're talking from that guy, you know. And no matter what you say, it's still Sheldon. No matter what you say, it's still Lloyd. No matter what I say, it's still Scott. And it doesn't sound the same to you guys as it does to me, and so on. And it never will. So, like, this whole acceptance, a great, great slogan, I believe, too, acceptance of absolutely every little niche. You say, I mean, so what? If I ever feel like talking about it, you know, I'll take some of these things and I'll go to the people and hopefully ask in a gentle way without losing my cool, well, why is this happening? You know, like, you know, what have you had to do in this, and what have I done to contribute, and how can we remove this thing? You know, coffin, there's not even a thing there. It's just some simple, stupid little thing. But we can turn it into everybody hates me, never mind a few people. Anyway, that's so interesting. And it's so great to hear you guys who now have, you know, some time under your belts, and how you're looking at it. And we're going to take a break in a sec. But after the break, I'd like to come back and talk about, you know, how it could be pretty easy to walk away from a program totally, because we're getting comfortable, and maybe we have to start relating this comfortability thing to other things where we got comfortable, and you know what happened. So anyway, let's keep that in mind. Guys, if I forget, please bring it back to me. And with my help from Jay over here, and Jay, by the way, it's great to have you back after couple of weeks out doing your thing there and telling the world all about transplants and so on, and whatever else you did during your time there.
The first week I was telling some kids out of school out in Woodbridge about my what my sister did for me 19 years ago, and last week I was down at the Ryerson University for a conference on community radio, so it was neat to meet people from other community stations across Canada and different campus stations. So got some great ideas that will help me out here at Whistle FM.
Great. So you'll help Whistle. That means you'll help sharing the burden. That means we'll all be grateful. And with that, how about you pay some bills?
All right. Time to pay some bills. We'll be back here on Sharing the Burden on Whistle FM.